All right, little girl. Did you wait until you were ready to come before you opened this? Good girl. Now, unfortunately for you, we've got a long ways to go. I didn't say you could stop. What I want you to do is keep going. Faster. Harder. Don't you dare come. Don't even think about it. You need to keep pounding and pounding, pounding. It feels good, doesn't it? The way it's filling you up. And it's so hard to stop yourself from losing control. But you can't slow down. I didn't say you could slow down. So you keep going. It's almost more than you can stand. You forget about everything else. All you can hear is my voice. All you can feel is the pounding, like a fucking machine, and it keeps going, and your hand searches for a way to relieve the sensation. Your whole body wants relief. And your hand gropes around to find it. It slides along your thighs. Inch by inch. It tiptoes up your belly. Hand reaches your nipple. Your fingers close around it. And they twist. And they don't stop. No, they just twist harder. You can't stand it. You feel like you're gonna twist it off. Feels good too. Your toy is still filling you. In and out. In and out. It's moving so fast, you think you might lose your grip on it. You don't want to do that, do you? I guess you'll just have to go faster. And you're gonna have to twist your nipple harder. So you have to wait. You have to wait until I'm ready. And you know, it takes me a good long while to get ready. So while you keep going, I'm going to tell you what I want. I want want you to be squirming. Are you writhing? Good girl. I want your legs to be closed so hard around your wrist that you can barely move it. You don't let that stop you. But your legs, well, they try anyway. I want you to be twisting your nipples so hard that it feels numb. But then another twist, just a little further, makes you scream. And then when you let go of your nipple, you can close your hand around your throat and squeeze that instead. Now you can squeeze tighter than that. That's better. Even though the breath is being choked out of you. Even though you might have bruises on your neck tomorrow, you squeeze harder. With your head spinning, you might be afraid that your other hand will slow down, that you won't be able to continue fucking yourself quite as fast, quite as hard. Quite as deep. Well, I hope you're wrong. You need to be fucking faster, harder, deeper. Even with stars dancing in front of your eyes, you keep going. And finally, your hand lets go, and you gasp for air. You know why you can breathe now? There's one last thing you have to do, little girl. You have to beg. You have to beg for me to let you come. What do you want, little girl? Do you want to come? Oh, you want to come, don't you? No, not yet. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do first. See, you don't come until I do. That toy is me, and it's pounding and pounding because it's looking for its release. I'm looking for my release. Have I come yet, baby? Then neither can you. It feels so good. And the way you're screaming and writhing and wriggling underneath me drives me crazy. And the way you beg, the way you beg for my cum, well, how can I refuse, my little girl? And you can almost feel it, can't you? You can feel the toy give one last deep thrust. And suddenly it's shooting inside you, spraying its sticky load everywhere. Pump after pump, it thrusts weakly. And as you feel it, emptying inside you, finally, you come. Good girl. You're a very, very good girl.